It's all about the macro productions.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Keith Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
In uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff to German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you're watching us on Rockfin or Rumble or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks a million. We appreciate you. Couldn't do it without your support. If you want to connect with me, the website macroaggressions.io is the best place to do that. Merry New Year to everybody joining us. Yes, I have been teasing this for a while. We'll get into it in a minute. I want to tell you that I've had... 2024 was a rough year, but I'll tell you what, knowing that 2025 was going to bring a brand new opportunity for us kept me going through the really hard times of my mom getting sick and ultimately passing away. Knowing what I know now, I hope that she would be proud of this major accomplishment. This is what I wanted to announce. I've been teasing this for a while. The big announcement is finally here. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who helped me over the last few months. Christian Yordanev, Jeff Warnock, you guys are the best. I couldn't have done any of this without you, and our continued role is going to be glorious. We look forward to it. Well, Macro Productions, which is the company that I own, was approached in the summer of 2024. By the owners of Activist Post and Natural Blaze about whether or not I would be interested in buying these two outstanding news sites. My love of Activist Post is well known. I've been reading articles that they published for the last 10 years, and I've been outspoken about it. And I was flattered, of course, when they reached out to me. And yeah, it was a total no-brainer as far as I was concerned, a perfect fit. So, as of today, Macro Productions is the new owner of Activist Post and Natural Blaze. We hope you will consider getting your news from these websites. They have been going strong for 14 years, and we intend to take them the rest of the way, another 14. It's a trip to me. Very honored and very grateful that the guys thought of me as a new home for these amazing brands that have been a part of my life for a long time. I think that the reason why they thought of me made sense. I feel the same way about the world as the owners of Activist Post feel. We see the insanity, we laugh at it, you know, we mock it relentlessly because it deserves that. But we understand the serious nature of this and what we're up against and where we're going and how dark things can get if we allow the voice of the media to be stomped out. Now, the mainstream corporate horror media, you can stomp them out all you'd like. They are the enemies of humanity. But we in the independent media have a responsibility to provide the truth, to not get stuck in these traps, be they ideological or otherwise, and to make sure that we are committed to telling the truth. And if we get something wrong, acknowledging that we got something wrong and saying we messed up and we'll fix it. So we come at this from a completely different way than the mainstream media. We're proud of this. I think my mom would be proud that I'm getting in the news business now after all the years I wore her out talking about how much I despise CNN. She'd send me a little link from her phone where she had, you know, some like article on CNN that she would send to me, and we would just laugh about how crazy their reporting was. Well, that's gone, man. We're not participating in that nonsense. Anybody that knows has been interested in the 500 episodes of macroaggressions that we've put forward, they understand that we're not going to fall into these traps. So one more thing I'd like to say about this transaction was a 100% Bitcoin transaction. So we're heading in a new paradigm. Maybe even with regard to our money. So I'm going to spend this episode speaking to two different audiences, the macroaggressions audience, who's been with me since we started this insanity in March of 2020, coincidentally, the same time COVID kicked out, though that was coincidental. It was not planned. We planned on launching in March. We just didn't know that the world was going to shut down. So if you've been with us from the beginning, thank you. You should have your head examined, I'm sure, but that's okay. You probably have lost a lot of friends. Friends come and go, right? But thanks for sticking by. So we've got the macroaggressions audience, and then we've got the brand new audience of Activist Post that's going to hear this. And I got to tell you, the Venn diagram of our audiences interlock quite a bit. There's going to be a whole lot of overlap. We certainly do see the world the same way. And I think it's going to be a fantastic fit. The topics discussed on macroaggressions are the same topics that you're reading about in Activist Post. So if you're a reader of Activist Post who's never heard of this podcast before, welcome to the show. We hope you'll check it out. I think that if you make it through the intro, the 2-minute intro, you're going to be like, either I'm not interested or I'm on board with what this guy is serving up. So thanks. And if you're not interested, that's okay. That's cool. I won't be offended. But this is going to work well together. I think we're going to have the print component of this, or online print, so to speak, of the articles that you can read for Activist Post. And then you're going to have the audio component of it, which is macroaggressions. It might be too much of me, to be honest with you. But that being said, the Activist Post component isn't really going to be me. It's going to be the featured writers, that the writers that submit their articles to Activist Post over the years is what's made this platform fantastic. Okay. And so, and I know a lot of those writers. I'm one of those writers. I mean, I've submitted articles to Activist Post over the years. So you're going to be in good hands. If you're somebody like, oh no, the new boss, I'm not BlackRock. Okay. There's no rainbow flags going on in my background. There's no, you know, pledge of allegiance to the flag or anything like that. I mean, we're not doing that stuff. We don't participate in nonsense like that. So I think you'll find a home here with the articles. Hopefully you'll read the books that I've written. The Octopus of Global Control came out in 2017. The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire I wrote with Jeff Berwick from The Dollar Vigilante. That's a number one bestseller. That was a number one bestseller on Election Day 2020 in the United States and Australia. Oh, the sweet irony of that, right? You'll never vote again if you read that book. And also my third book, Hypocrisy, Surviving in a World of Cultural Double Standards. I hope you guys will take a look at the books there. You know, it all fits. It all works together. This is the reason why I think the team at Activist Post reached out to me. They know me. They know the work I do. They know how I feel about the world. And I think it was important for them. If you're going to grow a business for 14 years and walk away at some point, as most founders do. It regardless of what you say, it matters. It matters who takes that business, the next phase of it. It matters, because if you've poured your entire life into it over 14 years, which they have at Activist Post, and I think it's reflective in the outstanding work that they've done, you don't want to just throw it away at the end and have some asshole buy it and, you know, to get the email list, you know what I mean? Part it out and spam you with boner pills ads all day long. I mean, we're not going to do any of that, right? So it's going to be in good hands. And thanks to the team over there for entrusting me with your baby. I promise not to molest it. We're going to make some changes. You know, we've rebuilt the entire website. I'm going to talk a little bit about that throughout this episode. I'm going to tell you what changes are coming. I want to talk about, you know, the direction that we're going with that, the journey that it took to get here, and what we have planned for the future, because we have plans. And as Terrence McKenna says, if you don't have a plan, then you become part of somebody else's plan. And we're not interested in becoming part of somebody else's plan. We'll be doing the planning around here. Thank you very much. So to the macroaggressions audience, I told you I was up to no good. I told you I was scheming. I've been teasing this for weeks, if not months now. I apologize. I couldn't really tell you what I was doing for reasons. You know, we had to sort of run this on the down low to make sure everything was going to go through to the very end. And it has, and I'm grateful. And you know, I complained about the media, the mainstream corporate media, for so long and so well that, you know, I decided to do something about it. You're going to have to get your news from Associated Press now. You're going to have to read these articles that are going to make you feel like you're getting news from the future. You know, from the people who write about this, they would never consider the people who submit articles and the writers that I know who will be participating in this. We'll get to a nice list of them pretty soon. They would never take a job at CNN or Washington Post or American Pravda or any of these news sites that are out there. It's ideologically incompatible with their soul. So you're going to get great information. And you're going to get it from people who have a vested interest in being correct and being accurate and stand behind their work. Not like CNN who drags some lunatic out of some prison and goes, hey, we just found some guy who's in there. And they go, oh, well, wah, wah, wah. Turns out that guy was actually the torturer. You know, we're not CNN. We hate those people. We have zero respect for those people. They're trash. Okay. So we're going to be a small independent news website that will grow over time, and you're going to be responsible. You're going to have a part in this. You know, we're going to need you. If you find articles here that you like, share them with your friends and family. Please do that. This is the role that you play in this. This is a two-way street. We're going to put information out, but once the information is out, then you have to do something with it. Please read it, of course. After you read it, then share it with people. Talk to them about it. See what you can do. I mean, this is the way it happens. It starts slowly with your close circle of friends who you introduce to this, you know, these interesting articles and stories, and then it goes from there. So please and thank you. We've had so many health specialists and alternative medicine doctors on macroaggressions over the year that it really made sense to add Natural Blaze as well. So if you are interested, naturalblaze.com is the website. It's alternative medicine. It's alternative health. If macroaggressions created a health website, it would be Natural Blaze. This is the reason why it's such a great fit. Now, we're going to revamp that website. That's going to take place in 2025. We've had our hands full. We built the new Activist Post site from the ground up, and it's got bugs and some errors and some issues and things like that you will find when you're building something from scratch. So please, pardon our dust as we renovate this place, and cut us a little bit of slack if you can on some of the errors and whatnot. We're doing our best, but we're a small team. We're not going to bring in a bunch of people and lose control of this situation. We're going to keep it small and tight with a great core, and we'll get things fixed out. So we understand that there will be some issues, and that is to be expected, but understand we're on it. We're working on it. We're doing the best that we can. One of the things that I think would scare off potential suitors for activist post would be that in 2016 it was listed as one of the 200 problematic websites, don't you know? According to the Foreign Policy Research Institute. I'm curious. I wonder where they get their money from. I bet I know what country in the Middle East gives them money. This came out in 2016, and they walloped activist posts with this, right? They went out and went after the advertisers, got everybody kicked off the Google AdWords network and all of that stuff, trying to put a dent, hurt people where it mattered, right, in the wallet, and try to destroy these websites by taking away their revenue streams. Well, And it wasn't just limited to activist posts, as you know, as part of the 200. This included outstanding news websites like Zero Hedge, the Free Thought Project, and WikiLeaks. Right, so we're in good company there. I think an investor would take one look at that and go, "I don't want to be anywhere near some website that's in the dirty 200 list." I see that and I go, "Fuck yes, that's exactly what I want. I want that." That's what I want, and that's why I want it. You say that you're part of the Disinformation 200? Great. Let's tell me more about it, right? That's how you know you're onto something. So, you know, but what it did to all of these sites is it really did cripple them in terms of their finances. So, you know, you have to be mindful of that. You don't want to make decisions based on dollars, but you do have to keep the lights on and the servers up and running and everybody fed, right? So there are calculations that you have to make, but we will not be compromising. We don't need to. We simply will not be doing that. I'm not going to take Google AdSense dollars. Monsanto and McDonald's are not welcome here. Okay. Now let's pivot a little bit. I want to address the activist post and Natural Blaze audiences, right? You guys probably don't know who I am. My name is Charlie Robinson. My pronouns are, just kidding. Look, first of all, I'm one of you. I've been reading activist posts for 10 years. I'm very upfront about that. Not only am I, I even had the merchandise too. I've got my activist post sweatshirt on too, but I've had the stickers and the shirts and all that stuff for years. And it's funny because one of the things that I inherited was access to the merchandise store that makes our merch. So if you're interested, Libertas Bella is fantastic. They're our merchandise store. We're going to have some new designs up there pretty soon, but they do a lot of the merchandise for these 200, you know, Zero Hedge and the Burning Platform and groups like that, that are, you know, obviously disinformation, right? Yeah. So, I'll tell you a little bit more. So anyway, I've been vocal about it. I've been talking about how much I love activist posts. You know what? In fact, so much so that in 2021, I recorded an episode called Plain Favorites, which I had been receiving a lot of emails from people that were asking, where do you get your news? Like, where do you go for this? When you're researching for the book, where do you go for topics? What websites do you use to get into this hardcore information? And what websites should you not use and whatnot? So I did a whole episode based on where I go, what I like. And so if it's okay with you, I'm going to prove that that this is authentic. I'm going to insert right now. We'll have our guys insert a clip from 2021 called Playing Favorites, where I tell you with my own voice what I think of activist post. Where do I get my information? People have asked me, like, what websites do I check out on a regular basis? As far, the answer is I go to a lot of places. I get
very easily distracted, you know, and down rabbit holes and on this page, you know, I wind up on some, you know, some obscure website. I'll tell you where I don't go. Not because I have any problem with it, but I don't think I've ever really spent more than 2 minutes on Reddit. And I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff there, but it just seems like, I don't know, I never go there. But I'll tell you where I do go. I go to Activist Post all the time. Activist Post has really good information if you're into the topics we're into. And from time to time, I submit articles over there too, because I just like the team. I think they're doing good stuff. Obviously, I love their stuff. That's why I submitted articles to them. Like, hey, well, you want to have any of my things there? So sometimes you'll see me on there. I tested out a chapter from the book out on the site about 6 months ago, just to see how it would play. So anyway, Activist Post has got great stuff. Zero Hedge too. All right, so there you go. You see, I'm not bullshitting you. Now, I've been on this train for a long time, and I love the work that you guys are, you know, I love the work that Activist Post has been doing, and it's something that we take seriously moving forward. So this isn't just going to be some website that gets bought up by some guy and then he loses interest in it, or he turns it over to his buddies or whatever like that. This is the next iteration of my life. This is the next direction that I'm. This is the next chapter, right? Now, it includes the books and it includes the podcasts and all of that stuff. But this is the natural evolution of Macroaggressions as a podcast and the books that I've written. Here we go. So it's a fantastic fit, and I hope you guys will agree. I don't censor myself in my books or my podcasts, so there's no way I'm going to start now. I'm not going to be censoring the content that comes from the writers that we republish. Why would I? They're outstanding. I would never pretend to second guess them on their writings. These are people who I know personally. These are people whose works is above reproach. It stands for you to examine. You'll know the names. We'll get into the names pretty soon here. But if you're interested, you want to go down. And one of the things that we added a little bit to the site is that there's always been a favorite book section on Activist Post, which I really liked. You know, books that you should check out. But I also we added to that a little bit, and also there's a new podcast section too. Down at the bottom, you'll see that favorite podcasts. Take a look, check them out. They're there for a reason. I put them in a couple different categories. You know, some shows that do, you know, daily shows, some that are more like deep dives, some that are funny. You know, there's a lot going on over there. I would encourage you, if you're looking for new material, or if you maybe you've you've got burned out on some of the podcasts you're listening to, I'll give you a whole new list of people that you should go check out. And I encourage you to support their work as well. But I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I'm an author. I've written 3 books. I'm a podcaster, Macroaggressions, as I mentioned. We're now 500 episodes in. The way I do the show is I do 2 episodes a week. There's a monologue that goes out on Wednesdays. There's a interview that goes out on Sundays. We have a great time. We have a fun time. The shows go for about an hour. If we're on it, if we're on a heater, we'll go a little bit longer. There's no rules here. So I think if you take a look at my work in the books and the podcasts, it's all out there. I have nothing to hide, and it's all very public. So dig around and see what you think. I used to be a host on TNT Radio in different, like 2 different iterations of that. One was like a weekend radio host, and then one was Monday through Friday, had an hour live news show I was doing there for a little while. TNT Radio has gone away now. I'm also the host and MC of Anarchapulco, the largest anarchist conference in the world in Acapulco, Mexico. I hope you will join us in February, late February. I'll be back again the second time around as the MC of the event. It's just the best week of the year. If you've never been, if you think that you want to, you think that you're alone in your thoughts, or maybe you feel isolated, get yourself to Mexico, to Acapulco in February for Anarchapulco. You won't regret it. You're going to connect with a bunch of like-minded people. Day one is like anarchy, fuck the government day. Day two, health and wellness. Day three, crypto. Day four, sovereign skills. Day five, you know, I mean, every day is a different theme. There's amazing speakers that are there. There's workshops that you can participate in. There's dinners at night. There's concerts at night, comedy at night. I mean, there's a lot going on. You go down to Max Egan's bar at the Crow House right across the street from the event and, you know, see you there. Let's have some beer. So, you know, that relationship with Anarchapulco comes out of writing a book, The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire, with Jeff Berwick. Jeff is the founder of the Dollar Vigilante and the Crypto Vigilante, and also the founder of Anarchapulco 11 years ago. So every year, and I've been coming as a speaker for years, but it turned in 2024 when they asked me to MC the event, and I was, of course, flattered. So I hope you'll come take a look. I mean, if you're unfamiliar with anarchy, it doesn't mean no rules. It means no rulers, you know, and given this current batch of shitbag rulers that we've had, I mean, I think the rest of us could probably do a better job. What do you say? So I always feel very inspired when I go to Anarchapulco, a little bit sad when I leave too, because you got to leave and go back to the real world, right? But you'll have great connections with amazing people from all over the world that are thinking like you're thinking, but also they're very solutions oriented. And that I appreciate. And when we get in a little bit deeper into this episode, I'm going to tell you what I did in terms of the overall structure of the site. And one of the components that I wanted to bring in was solutions. Because it's one thing if we're just complaining about this stuff, and God knows I'd have a PhD if that were the case. But you have to be able to provide solutions so that people can say, this sucks. I recognize how bad it is. I want to do something different. How do I do that? And the answer is, here's how. These are the people that you need to talk to. These are the networks you need to get involved with. These are the programs that they have. These are the shows. These are the books. Here it is. We can't do it for you, of course. You're a participant in this. But to the extent that I can, I'm going to try and deliver as many solutions to you as possible. And I hope, I especially hope you'll share those, because God knows we need them these days, right? So I'm anti-state, obviously. I'm pro-sound money, which means I mentioned this was an all Bitcoin transaction, the purchase of this. I love gold and silver and Bitcoin and Monero. I love it all, right? If it's private, you know, privacy-centric Monero, oh, I love that for some things. Bitcoin out in the open, kind of the protocol, we love that too. Gold and silver, you don't know what you got. Maybe you got it buried in your backyard. All of it. I love it all, right? Fiat is fake. It's the head of the snake, as the great Tony Arterburn says, right? As long as we remember that, I think we'll be okay. And I'm a free speech absolutist. You want to yell fire in a crowded movie theater? Go for it. Not my problem. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I'm that much of a free speech. So it's important that you know this, because we're going to hear, you know, you're going to hear about some topics in the future that are controversial, of course, but we're not going to stop people from talking about it. Even if they happen to be wrong, let them talk, right? Let them work it out themselves. Best thing that can happen is that we have these conversations or debates to get you thinking about things a little bit differently. I can't tell you how many things I've been wrong about, only to later get straight on things and have a change of heart. So again, we reserve the right to change our mind about the way we feel about this world if we are presented with new information that's better than the old information that we had, right? I don't want to get so bogged down that an ideologically tight that I can't allow myself any flexibility to have a competing thought. I want to examine these different ideas, and then we'll work out what's best and what's not, right? So something that worked for me today might not work for me in the future. It's an evolution. We're going to figure it out. And by the way, you give me the anarchist purity test, I'll fail components of it too. It's a process, right? It's a process of working towards freedom, right? First, it starts with a mindset. You have to have that mindset that you're just not going to, you're not going to adhere to the dictates from the state. If they're incompatible with your beliefs, especially God knows what we went through with the health component with COVID, right? And I think for a lot of people, that was a wake-up call. And if you're somebody who's new out there to all of this information, well, welcome to the party. You know, everybody wakes up at their own pace, you know, if they do. And so if COVID woke you up, great. If 9/11 woke you up, fantastic. If you're old enough that JFK woke you up, great. We're going to need all of you. We're going to need you all. And you're all welcome here. If you want to stalk me, macroaggressions.io is my website. You can find information about the books and the podcasts and whatnot. I'm a business owner. I'll just tell you a little bit about my background. I'm a business owner. I'm a co-owner of a sports media training company. Get professional athletes ready for interviews and the draft and get them ready for broadcasting, get all that stuff. That I did that from 2001, 2002, 2003. I am no longer involved in the day-to-day operations of that, though. You know, I'm a huge sports fan. Of course, I used to work in the sports industry. People always say, do you have a fantasy team? Yes, of course I have a fantasy football team, but I also have an internal fantasy football team too of all of our clients. I'm like, oh, I want that guy to throw 5 touchdowns today, but if he throws an interception, I want it to be my guy, the defensive back over there. So I'm a huge sports fan, always have been. I'm 25 years in real estate in California, Southern California and Las Vegas. I run a real estate brokerage with my partners who own the brokerage. It's the three of us working together. They were the stars of Flipper Flop Vegas a few years ago on HGTV. They're the greatest people around. And it's important to pick the right business partners, I will say. You know what I mean? And I picked the right business partners over the years. I'm grateful for them. But 25 years in real estate, and I got to be honest, I don't love it. I just don't. You know, not the way I love this. This is my true calling, to write the books and do the podcasts and be involved in the dissemination of amazing information. This is what I've been, put on this planet to do. I've never worked for the government. I've never worked for Big Pharma. I've never worked for Wall Street or the big banks. I did work for Wells Fargo in the summer of 1992 as a bank teller for about 2 months, and I hated it, and I wasn't very good at it either. So that's the extent of my banking ties. I've never worked or been in the military. I don't know anybody who's involved in foreign intelligence or domestic intelligence. I've never worked for them in any way, shape, or form. I'm an open book. You know, I'm not into that stuff. And before my ideas coalesced into this anarchist mentality, I had it in me all along. I'm the worst employee in the world. And I'm also probably, not a great boss either. I just want to do it myself, and I want to be left alone, to the extent that I can, right? So that's really my work background, right? I'm from Southern California. I grew up in Palm Springs. I lived in Las Vegas for a long time. I'm in Littleton, Colorado now, FEMA Region 8, as we know it. I'm just a guy who despises the state and wants to live without the thumb of government on me and my family, and I don't want them involved with my news. I don't want them involved in marketplaces. I don't want them involved in the media. I don't want the state involved with anything. To the extent that I can, I want to be out of that system. Max Egan gave a great presentation early in at Anarchapulco 2024, talking about how you do that, and that sometimes you have to walk with one foot in and one foot out. I really connected with that because you feel guilty when you're participating in state level functions, you know, and things like that, things that you're sort of forced to do. I feel gross doing it, but I recognize I have one foot out, and sometimes I have to dip in order to get things done the way I need them to get done so that I can get out, you know? So to the extent that you can, extricate yourself from state control, start that process. If you haven't already, you know, reevaluate the relationship that you have with your government. It's not a good one. If you were in a relationship with a significant other that mimicked the relationship you have with the government, you'd be filing for a restraining order. You'd be an abused victim. You'd be a victim of domestic abuse by the state, your oppressor. So I despise those people, the apparatus of the state, and the minions that work for them and try to tell you that you're, you know, a bad guy for not participating. And I have no respect for those people. And I think it shows in my disgusted tone, of course, and the writings and everything. It's hard for me to hide it. I don't hide it. I'm an anarchist with a sense of humor and a strong moral conviction, right? I just see the world in a way that most people don't. I'm fine with that. I'm not recruiting. I don't get points for dragging new people to the anarchist. It's not multi-level marketing. You know what I mean? There's nothing in it for me to try and get you to be less of a statist, except that I think that your life will improve. And so in that regard, I feel good about the messaging. But I'm going to do me and everyone else. For those of you who are pro-state, you know, you do you. You do that. That's fine. But I'll tell you what, I'm not the type of person who's going to put on a mask, and I'm not going to stand 6 feet away from somebody, and I'm going to intentionally go the wrong direction down the grocery store aisles where those arrows say, well, COVID's coming, you have to go this way. Well, guess which direction I'm going? I'm going to go the other direction without a mask, and nobody's going to tell me otherwise. I'm just going to treat this with zero respect, because that's what it deserves. COVID was a litmus test. It was an IQ test. It was all of those things. So one of my guiding principles, and this has been something that's been incorporated into my life since I was a freshman in college, and that is that I'm extremely healthy. I mean, I don't even really need to knock on wood. I mean, my behavior leads to a healthy lifestyle. I am, you know, there's a great Jimmy Buffett quote, you know, I treat my body like a temple, you treat yours like a tent, right? I treat my body like a temple. I work out. I'm very careful about what I eat. I allow myself to have some fun, of course. You'll notice that if you've ever listened to this show, there's a lot of the sponsors that I have, who I need to have sponsors in order to do this show, I make sure that they're ideologically aligned with us, and you're going to find that there's a lot of health-related companies that are partnered with me. Those health-related companies are not just, you know, any random company that just comes up and says they want to partner with me. No, they've got to have the thing. You know, they've got to be ideologically aligned. You have someone like Chemical Free Body. They're just not allowing chemicals in their products. That's a great start. They've been with us from the beginning. So health to me is huge. I think it's when you feel shitty, you'd give anything to feel healthy, right? It's just the most important thing in your world. So let's move on. I'm going to tell you what's changing with Activist Post. There's going to be changes. There's a lot of changes, mostly to the look of the site and the layout. There aren't changes in terms of the ideology, which is the most important component of this. So you're still going to get the same great stories from those authors, but it's going to be laid out a little bit differently. And here's why. I split it up into 8 areas of focus, and I've done that with everything. My Octopus book was written in 8 parts. Controlled Demolition is in 8 parts. Hypocrisy is in 8 parts. It works for me. The 8 pillars of Activist Post are as follows: economy, empire, activism, health, tech, crypto, podcasts, and solutions. Okay, these are the eight sections. When you find an article in Activist Post, it's going to be in one of these eight sections. You can just go to the homepage and they'll all, a variety of articles will be there. If you want to drill down in a particular topic, just go to the tech section or go to the crypto section or go to solutions or wherever. So we're going to lay it out in a way that makes sense, I think, hopefully for people. The sponsors will change because I'm adding those from my macroaggression show, right? So if you, some of the sponsors from Activist Post in the past will remain. Some of them, you know, you're going to see some new companies that maybe you haven't heard of before. Please, this is very important. Take a look at the sponsors. They're there for a reason. I didn't just throw this together haphazardly. This is curated specifically because they have to solve some sort of problem that we're facing. They have to offer you a solution to a problem that you're facing, okay? And they have to be ideologically aligned with us. We just can't have, you know, it's just not going to work. It's not going to be a fit. You wouldn't buy it. You wouldn't buy their stuff. I wouldn't want them on the site. You know what I mean? It's just, we're not doing that. So the ones that you might want to take a look for coming soon to you will be Chemical Free Body, who I just mentioned, Wise Wolf Gold Silver, also Wise Wolf Bitcoin, Legal Shield. They've been with me for a few years now. Live Longer Formula, that's Christian Yordanov. You can meet with him to, he's a certified health practitioner in Portugal. He'll set you up. He did it for me on my 50th birthday. I encourage everybody to take a look at the Live Longer Formula. He's going to be a part of this moving forward. You'll see the Grow Network with Marjorie Wildcraft. They've already been a part of Activist Post. Marjorie and I have done plenty of podcasts together. We've been at Anarchapulco multiple times. She's fantastic. She's definitely coming along for this. We've got C60 Purple Power, friends of ours, friends of mine down the street here in outside of Denver. We love them. We have Autonomy Unlimited with Richard Grove, his group. We have Above Phone with Hakeem Anwar and his company. David Avocado Wolf is going to be involved. We've got Brain Supreme. If you're looking for mushroom microdosing, we've got that option for you. Privacy Academy is going to be here. EMP Shield. And of course, we're going to add some more over the EMF guy. Nick Pinot will be involved as well. So we're going to provide you with resources that can improve your life, if you choose to do that. This is all going to be voluntary. You're not going to get a hard sell from me with regard to the sponsors. I will just say that they're there for a reason. I didn't just put them there for the money. I put them there. In fact, they don't pay me. All of these deals right here, these are what's known as affiliate deals. So as somebody who came out of the real estate industry for 25 years and has always lived on 100% commission, eat what you kill or starve to death, right? I like the relationship that I have with the sponsors. I'm very upfront with the audience about the sponsors and about the relationships that I have with them. This is how it works. If they have a product or a service and you buy it from them and you use the promo code in the podcast situation, it's macro, and Activist Post, it may be the same. You may not even need it, but you're going to get a discount as the buyer. I'm going to get a commission as the host, and the company is going to get a sale for their product. This is a win-win-win situation. That's why I like it. If you're a company, a brand, I've always said this, if you're paying a commission, that's a good thing. It means you're making sales, right? So that's the way this is all set up. So I don't make any money unless you like the products that these advertisers are supplying, right? So it has to be, I have to think about this. And so what you're going to notice is that a lot of these will work for you. You might not have heard of them before, but I encourage you over the next couple months, as you're getting familiar with the site and you're getting familiar with me and the advertisers, check them out. You'll be glad that you did. That being said, we are looking for additional sponsors who are ideologically aligned. You know, we're not going to be, you know, we're just not going to be taking sponsors that say, well, yeah, you know, I mean, sure, we put poisons in our products, but here's a lot of money to look the other way. I don't care. I'm not interested in that. But that's something that if you are a brand, by the way, if you're somebody out there who either owns a company or works for a company that you think might be a fit, reach out to me. We're going to have a, there's a way for you to get a hold of us down at the bottom, advertised with Activist Post. And I would like to speak with you, because we'll see. We'll see if there's a fit. And if there is, fantastic. And if not, no hard feelings on that either. One of the things that we're going to be doing in the future, and this is going to be really important, and I think it'll be a good thing for you to do, is that we are going to be adding a weekly Activist Post newsletter. It's going to be showcasing the most important articles of the past week. I encourage you to sign up for that. If you're somebody who is already on the Activist Post mailing list, don't worry. We're going to get that list and we'll be reaching out to you as well. This is the best way to keep in touch with people. I hosted a panel in Mexico earlier in 2024 with a bunch of content creators, and we were talking about this, about the best way to reach your audience, grow your audience, and keep your audience. And the number one thing every content creator mentioned was email addresses. Have that connection. We all know where this is going. We all know the direction they want to take us, where we can't communicate with one another. But if we have email addresses, we've got a chance. And again, you're going to get important news delivered to you once a week, and I think you'll like it. So please sign up for the newsletter. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, of course. And connect with us that way, just so that we don't get disconnected from each other. I mentioned that I was going to tell you about the writers that will be contributing. I am a member of the brand new group called the Independent Media Alliance. This is a group that was formed by Whitney Webb of Unlimited Hangout, Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance Network, and Ryan Christian from The Last American Vagabond. And the three of them put together this group. There's 18 of us total in this. Each of the members are going to have their articles, of course, published on Activist Post and Natural Blaze, and among others. But I want to read off this list of writers that will be coming here. They don't work for us. It's not, to be clear, they're not Activist Post writers. They're doing their own thing with their own projects. We're just going to be a fantastic resource for you. If you want to catch all of these people in one spot to get all of their news instead of going all over the place, consider bookmarking Activist Post and coming back to it. Here are the writers. Whitney, Derek, and Ryan, of course, I'm in this list. James Corbett from thecorbettreport.com. Catherine Austin Fitz of the Solari Report. We have Ian Davis here. Richard Grove from Autonomy Unlimited. Hervoy Morich from Geopolitics and Empire. Steve Poikinen from AM Wake Up. Jason Burmes. Hakeem Anwar from Above Phone. He's going to be helping out with the technology. We have Kit and Kat from Off Guardian. We have Aaron and Melissa Dykes from Truthstream Media. We have Carrie Wedler, and we have Jason Bassler from Policing the Police and the Free Thought Project. So that's a pretty good group. And they're all going to be represented here moving forward, in addition to other authors too. I don't want to be clear, this isn't limited to them. It's just that they're one of the groups that's going to be featured here as well. So I mentioned we're moving towards running this operation, Macro Productions, on a Bitcoin standard moving forward, which means conducting transactions and paying people with Bitcoin as much as possible. This is the direction it's going. I understand that some people have questions about it and concerns about it moving forward. I get it. There's been questions about it since it started. And there will be questions into the future. And of course, we will always have our head on a swivel to make sure that we are not walking into a trap and into a segment that's compromised. So we're going to hold our reserves in Bitcoin instead of fiat, because we don't believe in fiat. Why would I want to hold any sort of excess capital in a depreciating asset? I'd rather it be in Bitcoin, even though it's volatile. I'll take that over the what I know I'm going to get with the U.S. dollar, which is a slow, gradual depreciation of my capital. So not interested in that. We're making that switch. It's not going to impact you guys. You won't notice anything about it. But just so you know, that's the direction that we're going, because we want to the extent that we can, get ourselves out of the banking system. We realize I realize that I'm putting a huge target on my back by taking this, taking on activist post because of the, well, some people would call it baggage that comes with it. I see it as a benefit, but whatever. It doesn't change the fact that, you know, it's not going to be too long before PayPal figures it out. You know what I mean? The censorship comes in such diabolical fashions, right? But I am aware of it. And we are planning, we're planning accordingly. And so, and part of that, like, as I mentioned, buying this company in all Bitcoin and running this on a Bitcoin standard, I'm an old bartender. When I got out of college, I bartended for 8 years. I was the sober bartender, which is funny, which means I remember everything. And we would have you'd have a plastic beer pitcher right out in front, your tip jar, right? Well, we don't have those anymore. Now we have QR codes, but I proudly have my bartender tip jar out there. If you think that we're doing a great job, show us. We appreciate that, but it works when you send a little Bitcoin our way. I've also got the P.O. box for Macro Productions on the website. You can reach out there to support us. We accept gold and silver and cash. Nothing ticking, though. Please, it's going to go to a post office box, so let's not go full Uncle Ted. Not quite yet. But if you're interested, yeah, we'll tell you right off the bat. I have no shame in my game. If you think we're doing a good job, please contribute to the program. We're going to keep it flowing, right? We're not sitting on it forever. We're going to use it to pay vendors. We're going to use it to pay writers eventually. And I spent a bunch of my stack buying this. So if you're somebody that wants to help me top off my stack a little bit, I very much appreciate it. We'll keep it. I promise you, we'll keep that money flowing in the system. So, I want to tell you a little bit about the journey, right? So I for the macroaggressions audience, you guys have been with me from the beginning. I'll have you know, I signed the contract to buy Activist Post and Natural Blaze, and then I signed it, closed down my computer, I did it digitally, put my computer in my bag, walked out the door, got on an airplane, and went to Las Vegas. That was the beginning of my 98 days in Las Vegas. You can check episode 500 to hear about what I went through with that. That was a rough couple of months getting to Las Vegas to be with my mom for a diagnosis that she was going to get from her doctor, which may or may not be nothing. You know, it could be anything, really. We found a spot on your pancreas, but we don't really know what it means. And to get there and the next day be told that it's stage 4 pancreatic cancer and that you have 90 days to live, and knowing everything that I had to do to get ready for this turnover with Activist Post, and while taking care of my mom as she slowly deteriorated in front of my eyes, it was tough. But I'll tell you what, you know, I feel like I'm bulletproof after that. You know, what's the worst that can happen? I've seen the worst that can happen, right? You know, if Activist Post and macroaggressions and the books and everything goes away, it's not going to affect me because I know what matters most, you know? So, and it reminded me of how I started this entire thing. You know, this whole process, book writing and everything, came out of one simple question my mom asked me back in 2015. And I discovered some grand new conspiracy, and I was telling her about it. And she said, "This is all really interesting stuff. I mean, the topics that you get into, it's fascinating. I have a question for you. What are you going to do about it?" It's a simple question. I didn't have an answer. It's funny how that is, right? The easy questions get you. I didn't have an answer. I didn't know I had to do anything. I didn't know I had a role in this. I was just a consumer of this information. I liked it. I'll watch it. You have a 6-hour Wembley presentation of David Icke. When can we start it? You know what I mean? I'm into all of it. And that changed my life. That question, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to write a book. I'm not going to tell anybody I wrote it. Like the octopus. The only person I told, once it was finally written, was my mother. She read it. she said, whoa, you are onto something here. So the octopus led to controlled demolition. That led to hypocrisy. Macroaggressions podcast led to the Union of the Unwanted. I'm one of the four co-hosts of that with the great Sam Tripoli from Tinfoil Hat, Midnight Mike from Our Big Dumb Mouth podcast, and Ricky Verandas from The Ripple Effect. The four of us make up a group called the Union of the Unwanted. We do a roundtable podcast every other week where we pick a topic, bring a bunch of experts in, and get to the bottom of it. We have a whole lot of fun. That eventually led to the podcast Day Zero, my comedy podcast with Corey Hughes, X-Cube 420, and Lindsay Sharman. If I ever get kicked off the internet, it'll be because of Day Zero. I'm telling you that right now. The TNT radio shows, that, you know, Anarchapulco, all of this. If I had sat down and written a business plan, as I've done before, and for Macro Productions back before I wrote the first book, it would have been totally worthless, right? Because I could have never predicted the direction that this was going to go. The people I would meet, I want to thank Tony Merkel, my partner on Macro Aggressions, who told me, I'll take care of the engineering and the behind the scenes stuff. You take care of the message and the writing. We've never disagreed about anything. There's never been censoring of content. I run topics by Tony to get his thoughts on it for sure, because I value his opinion tremendously. He taught me how to be a responsible podcaster. He told me, you better deliver. You know, those Wednesdays and Sundays, you miss one of them, they'll think you're dead. I was like, okay. So I've treated it professionally. I've treated it, you know, like I want to do it right, not as a hobby. So I take the job of presenting this information seriously. I don't take myself all that seriously. I have a good time. I call people names. I have used very foul language, earmuffs in advance. Sorry, but I just can't help it. These people make me crazy. They make me insane. So, you know, it's led me to where I am to do this. I'm excited to see where things go. You know, we're going to do our part, but we need help. We need you to participate. We need you to bookmark the sites. You know, I'm not saying that Make Activist Post and Natural Blaze the only places you go for information. I'm saying make it one of them. Add it to your media diet. See what you think. If this is the first time you've heard of it, try it out for a week. You know, see, it's free. You know, I mean, you're not paying for any of this stuff. So is the podcast. All you Activist Post people, if you're interested in this podcast, it's free. You get what you pay for, unfortunately. So keep that in mind. So, you know, keep your receipt if you want, but you're on your own. But I think that if we do our part, share this information and get it out there, we're going to wake some people up. Not everybody. That's okay. You know, Berwick and I wrapped up the controlled demolition of the American Empire with the story of the Banda Aceh, Indonesia tsunami on December 26, 2004, where the people woke up in the morning and went out there to the beach. The people of Indonesia who had been living there their entire lives and went to the beach and there's no water. The water's gone. What do we do? Oh my God. Wow, we can walk out a half mile and, you know, hey, here's a starfish. I'll take a picture of that. You know, it's unusual. But the people who had experience, had been there and knew what that meant, and the animals that lived there and instinctively knew what that meant, knew that they needed to get to higher ground. And so we made this comparison with controlled demolition, and I'll make it with Activist Post or anything. Sometimes the only thing you can do is grab the people closest to you and say, I don't have time to explain. We got to get to high ground, right? You can't save everybody. As much as we would love to, you simply can't. Those people who are willing to listen to you, talk to them. Those people who are unwilling to listen to you, good luck. It's the decision that we have to make. It's a hard one to do. But considering where things are going, you cannot surround yourself with people that are anchors to you. I want to talk a little bit about the future. I want to tell you what we're doing here. It's going to be great. We are going to roll out the tail end of 2025. I'm not sure exactly when. We're going to make sure that we've got everything going with the activist post site first before we do this. But we are planning to roll out Activist Plus. That will be a premium site behind a paywall so that we can have the conversations that will rightly get us kicked off the internet otherwise. Okay. You know what they are. You know how deep we like to go. Some things you have to make a calculation. Unfortunately, this is the world that we live in, and if I want to talk about everything, sometimes you have to do that in a place that is a little bit more private. And it's going to seek to go into deep dives on topics with exclusive articles. We're going to have interviews, roundtable discussions, a private Telegram channel, whole lot more. This will be the tail end of 2025. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have to do this because we understand where things are going with the censorship. They haven't come for podcasts yet, but they will. And we know that. And they haven't come for activist posts totally yet, but they will. And so we have to stay a couple steps ahead of them. Part of it will be the premium site. So join the newsletter so that we're connected right off the bat, right? And that way you'll know about what we have moving forward. And, oh, I will say this, connect to our social media sites as well, the Activist Post social media sites. There's a, if you go on X, you'll find it at Activist Post. There's about 40,000 users there right now. If you go to Facebook, the Activist Post has about 469,000 members on there, which means that every article that I publish will be read by about 10 people. And the Telegram at Activist Post has about 1,500. There's been some problems with the Telegram. We're going to get it fixed. It had been, there's some issues with it getting disconnected. But if you are a member of the Telegram and nothing was going on, consider going back. If it's the first time you're hearing of it, consider checking it out. We'll get it all fixed and get that up and running. But, you know, we keep the social media there for as long as we can, it can be there, but we understand. We know how the table's rigged, you know, they don't want us talking about these things. So we're just going to have to, we have to be creative. So that's it. That's the explanation. We're doing news, baby. Yeah, we're doing news. We'll do it live, right, Bill O'Reilly? You lunatic. 2024 was the hardest year of my life. But knowing that this was coming in 2025 has kept me going. Thanks to everybody out there. Welcome to the party. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. Connect with me at the website, macroaggressions.i. Go to activistpost.com. Go to naturalblaze.com. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.